though all the ex-presidents and all the pulpits in the world clamour together for them to do so. If having and rearing children is a private affair, then no one has any right to revile small families. If it is a public service, then the parent is justified in looking to the state to recognise that service and offer some compensation for the worldly disadvantages it entails. He is justified in saying that while his unencumbered rival wins past him, he is doing the state the most precious service in the world by rearing and educating a family, and that the state has become his debtor. In other words, the modern state has got to pay for its children if it really wants them, and more particularly, it has to pay for the children of good homes. The alternative to that is racial replacement and social decay. That is the essential idea conveyed by this phrase, the endowment of motherhood. Now, how is the paying to be done? That needs a more elaborate answer, of which I will give here only the roughest, crudest suggestion. Probably it would be found best that the payment should be made to the mother, as the administrator of the family budget, that its amount should be made dependent upon the quality of the home in which the children are being reared, upon their health and physical development, and upon their educational success.